Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship this morning, to our intergenerational service. It's good to see you along this morning, and as we gradually take our seats and settle down, we'll talk about what we're going to. The theme of our worship today is "Be careful whom you follow." I wondered, is that correct English? It's not "be careful who you follow," but whom you follow.
Oh, that's very loud.
Okay, because my English teacher isn't here yet for me to ask her, because she always knows the English. Very good. Okay, so let's open with a word of prayer. Gracious Lord, we come before you today to ask you to bless our worship together. Lord, help us to mix in and mix it up and have a load of fun. As we think about this whole issue of being careful about whom we follow, and Lord, may in all things we follow you, may we see your footsteps and place our feet in your footsteps as we walk our way through life. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Okay, and we're going to begin with our first song. Every move I make. So if you want to stand up, and if you want to move too, that'd be good.
But I do want to just remind you that if you didn't pick up a little brown paper bag as you came in, you will be sad. So make sure you go to the door and get one. You might be tired now. You can sit down and have a little rest. What I'm going to do now with you all is get you to play a game. Not sure how many of you speak Japanese, but this is a Japanese game. Hana, 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 Kuchi. Hana means nose. Kuchi means mouth. Okay? Hana, 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 Kuchi. Okay? But I'm going to use English because that's about the extent of my Japanese. Okay. So, the rules of the game, it's quite simple. I'm going to say nose, 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 and then something else. And you have to suck to touch what I say, not what I touch. So I might say nose, 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 mouth. Do you use your ear as your mouth? No, usually not. So if you touched your ear when I said that, you would be out and the next person who did it would still be in. Okay, so when I say mouth, you have to touch your mouth, okay? So let's have a practice run. Okay, everybody get your finger ready. Doesn't matter which hand you use. One. Okay. Nose, 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 mouth. Oh, I tricked a few people. I didn't trick you. Okay. We'll try another practice go. Yeah, okay. Nose, 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 ear. Oh, I didn't trick too many that time. Okay, I tricked Gemma. She's touching her mouth. Yeah. Okay, now, here we go. This is for real, so concentrate. This is for real now. Nose, 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 hair. Oh, did I trick anyone? I tricked a couple, yeah. Okay, another go. Nose, 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 chin. Oh, I nearly tricked Indy. I didn't trick you, I tricked Joy. Chin, chin, okay. We now have one more. Nose, 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 eye.
I'm trying not to poke my eye.
Don't poke your eye out, okay. Well, I tricked some people. You've got to be careful, haven't you? Sometimes it's easy to get tricked. And it's quite fun in a game like that. It's quite fun in a game like that. Be careful of your eye not to poke your eye. And it's fun to be tricked in a game, but it's not so much fun, put your hand down, not so much fun to be tricked in real life. Okay, I'm going to show you some other things. Okay, here I've got, I'm going to try even with the laser pointer, even though there's no cat. Okay, now if we see this sign here, which says crocodiles, hands up if you'd go swimming where there's crocodiles.
No,
that's a warning. All right, if you saw this sign that says no entry, hands up if you drive down that street, adults. Or if you saw this sign in the school zone, hands up if you'd speed up and go really fast. Make the kids run, come on. No? All right, or if you saw this one here that said keep left and then you saw bicycles accepted, where do you think you could go if you were a bicycle?
Anywhere.
Anywhere? Yeah, where do you think?
In the green line with the bicycle.
In the green line, it'd be a very smart thing. That would be a very good thing. Okay, so the road signs up here, they're meant to keep people safe, hey? So no swimming where there's crocodiles. What about if we took all the signs down off the roads? How do you think that would be? People who drive cars, how do you think that would be?
Dangerous?
Hands up, what do you think? Tracy? Chaotic, it would be chaotic. There would be no rules.
A catastrophe.
There's some really good words coming out.
Everything would probably explode in a million.
I don't know that it would explode, but it would certainly be a bit dangerous. Okay, or if you see a sign here like the kangaroo hopping on the road, you'd need to be a bit careful when you drive on that road, wouldn't you? Have you? You only see them in Australia. You've seen them too? Okay. So it would not be cool if all the signs got mixed up and taken down, would it? Or what if they took down all the street signs that put the names of the streets on and you were looking for your friend's house? That would be very hard too, wouldn't it? You use your GPS, don't you? Oh. Okay. So anyway, today we're going to be thinking about who's going to be the one that you follow. Who is the street sign that you follow? So, Steve, can you do this bit, please?
So we all know that as Christians we're called to follow Jesus, but there are times when we don't in our lives, and so there is this opportunity now as we come together to bring those times when we haven't followed Jesus to him in the words of our confession. So let us affirm our trust in God's mercy and confess that we need forgiveness. Lord God, you created this world and made us in your own image.
Forgive us when we turn away from you.
Lord God, through your Son, you overcame evil and death.
Rescue us from slavery to sin.
Lord God, by your Holy Spirit, you restore us to fellowship with you and with one another.
Breathe your love and freedom into our lives.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you your sins and keep you in life eternal.
Amen. Okay, if you look in your Pew Bibles, if you want to follow it, page 1006. As Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings. Do you see all these great buildings?" replied Jesus. "Not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us when these things will happen. What will be the sign that they are about to be fulfilled?" Jesus said to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many people will come in my name claiming, 'I am he,' and will deceive many. When you hear of wars and rumors of war, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginning of the birth pains. You must be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given to you at the time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit." Okay, just have a few words to say about that reading. That is, when we were playing the game before, it was quite fun for me to try and trick you, and some of you got tricked, but it's not fun in real life. And that's what Jesus was telling his friends about. You mustn't be tricked by people who say to I've got the word from Jesus. This is what's going to happen. This is when it's going to happen. Next weekend, that's the end of the world, so get ready. Ooh. Well, maybe that is next weekend. I don't know. But God knows, and only God knows, and that's important to remember. The other thing that I wanted to tell you about is the danger signs. We talked about those before, where crocodiles are, or where there's a stop sign, or where there's a school zone. Danger, danger, slow down. Take notice of what the signs say. Jesus said that there were going to be signs of what would happen at the end, but the important thing was to follow those signs, but to follow the person who made the signs. And who's that? That's Jesus. To follow Jesus in whatever we do, keep our eyes on him, and it'll all be fine. We'll be able to follow him to the very end. I've just been on holidays. I just had a beaut holiday. I went on a cruise, my first ever cruise. It was fabulous. I loved it. It was a cruise to Papua New Guinea. And I'm going to have to get one of you kids to show me how to use the video thing on my phone, because I couldn't work out how to do it, right? So I only took photos. But I was walking, not right now, but later. That later will be fine. At morning tea will be really cool. But I was walking along, and there were palm trees, and there was white sand, and it was beautiful. And I could hear some children's voices in the background singing. Read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Hands up if you know that song.
Yeah.
And so I was walking along this coral sand and hearing this, and I was singing along, and I came to this group of Papua New Guinea kids, all dressed in their traditional costumes, and I've got a photo on my phone, but I wished I'd had a video, because I would have put it in the service today. It would have been so good. Because that was exactly the message. If we read our Bibles every day and pray every day, we've got a better chance of following the signposts, of noticing the warning signs, and following Jesus. And here were these little kids reminding me, as I listened to them, about keeping God's word close to me and in our hearts. And they got to learn that in school. The teacher was telling me they learned to sing the English scripture songs in school, which I thought was amazingly cool. Now, the thing that I've put up there on the screen today is a verse from the psalm. It says, your word I have hidden in my heart so that I might not sin against you. So if we keep God's word hidden in our heart, not to open up our heart with open heart surgery and stick a Bible in there, that'd be a bit hard, but to read and remember scripture, that will help us as we go through life, and we can remember the important things that Jesus taught us. So, I've got a song about following Jesus. This is a new song. I don't think you know it, but you probably will. I'll probably be tricked again, and you will know it, but you'll know it by the end. So let's sing. Stand up and sing together.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We are the body of Christ.
His Spirit is with us.
And the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let's share the peace of the Lord with you.
Brother? Okay, everyone. We're not having Sunday school. We're having special activities in church today. Now, everybody, now is the time when you need to get your paper packet. And in your paper packet, you will find a very small thing. It's a puzzle piece. Some few people have two.
I have one.
All right. Now, what you need to do is take out that puzzle piece and find the people who have other puzzle pieces of that colour. So listen, there are four different puzzles. I'm not sure if we've got four different ones on the go because I don't know how many people came in. So, there's some with red writing and a red border.
I got blue.
There's some with a pale blue writing and
blue.
Border. There's some, that's pale blue. There's some with a purple writing and border. That's red. And there's might be another colour. Maybe green. So, move about, find what the message is that's written on the puzzle. You can't do it by yourself. All of these puzzle pieces lead to important messages from Scripture.
This is my beloved son, listen to him. Mark 9:7.
Okay, this is my beloved son, said God about Jesus. This is my beloved son, and he gave us an instruction, which was listen to him. Okay, that's good. You can put that up on here. Thank you very much. You can take it home later if you like. Now, how about anyone else?
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
John 10:27.
Okay, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Okay, so there's another thing about following Jesus and listening to Jesus. And in a moment, Team Red will be able to tell me their words. Who can... You've got it?
Yes.
Got all the pieces.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Yep.
Okay, here you go. Nice loud voice.
No, you.
Here you go.
Jesus answered, I am the way that... and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6.
Jesus said, he is the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. That's great. So all of those, and there's a green packet that Claire's working on that we'll find out about later on because it's taking her a little while because she's doing it by herself. And they're all things that tell us about listening to Jesus and how important it is to know him like his sheep and follow him because he is the only way to God. He is the only way to salvation. Okay, that was a bit tricky. Let's stand up and say together a statement of what we believe. Let us share our statement of belief together. We believe in one God who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people, and brings all things to their true end. This is the faith of the Church. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And that, Claire, my little friend Claire, has just done the green puzzle all by herself with a little bit of help from her friend Indy. I wonder if anyone can read, maybe Nana can read this one out.
For the word of God is alive and active. Hebrews 4:12.
Thank you. The word of God, so that's the Bible, the word of God, but the Bible is not the only thing that's the word of God. Jesus himself is the word of God, the very word of God. So, you can sit down. Whew, they say, what a relief. Now, we've just said the creed. We've just sung that amazing song, and everyone can spell it now. What are you? C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, boom, boom. Okay. The boom, boom wasn't in the song, but I just like it. So, I think I know who you're going to follow. Now, in your bag, I need you to take out your foot. Don't take out your own foot. Your own foot shouldn't be in the bag. But there should be a foot and a pen. I want you to write on the foot, but not your own foot, just on the foot that was in the bag. Okay, have you got it? You're going to write on the correct foot? That's good. Write something that you can do this week. You can do this week to show that you follow Jesus. Don't worry, you're going to take this foot home with you. You're not going to leave it here. So it's only between you and God. What you can do this week, where you are in your life, at work or at school or at playgroup or at home or at the shops, wherever you might be, something you will do to show that you follow Jesus. And when you take your foot bookmark home, don't use your real foot in a book because that won't work, but you can use this beautiful foot in a book to remind you, when you see it, to seek help from the Holy Spirit to help you to follow Jesus and listen to him every single day. Okay, has everyone done that one? That was an easier thing than the jigsaw puzzle, wasn't it?
Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much that you sent Jesus so that we had someone to follow, someone to teach us, someone to be your word. Lord, we pray that you would bless us, fill us with your Holy Spirit, so that we would be followers of Jesus, so that him and do what he taught us to do, so that we can share with others what Jesus taught us to do, so that we can share the hope that we have because Jesus died for us and rose again. So Lord, we thank you that you sent Jesus, someone who we can follow. Lord, we pray for our church here at HTK. Jesus, but that we would be CHRISTIANS in all that we do and say. Lord, we ask your blessing on Father Steve, and in fact everyone here who is part of your church. Lord, this is your church and Jesus is the head. So Lord, as we follow him, we are indeed Christians. And we can show that we are Christians by our love. Our love for each other, our love for our parents and our friends, our neighbours, people who we like and in fact people who we don't like as well. Lord, teach us to be loving to everyone. Lord, we pray for those places in the world where people aren't showing love. Lord, there are places where there are wars, where there is hatred, where there is division. Lord, we pray for peace and we pray for unity. So Lord, we just offer all these prayers to you in the mighty name of Jesus, who taught us to pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song.
This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm.
What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease.
My comforter, my all in all,
here in the love of Christ I stand. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all.
When darkness to hide His face, I'll rest on His unchanging grace.
In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone, cornerstone.
Here in the power of Christ, I'll stand.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Gracious God, we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine and pray that we who receive them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, according to our Saviour's word in remembrance of his suffering and death, may share his body and blood. On the night before he died, Jesus took bread. And when he had given you thanks, he broke it. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after supper, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. May we who share these gifts be renewed by your Holy Spirit and united in the body of your Son. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Draw near with faith to feed on Christ in your hearts with thanksgiving. Amen. Let's pray the prayer after communion. God of our salvation, your Spirit has given us new life and nourished us with holy things. May we live our faith and exercise the ministry to which we are called. Amen. Okay, so if you'd stand for the blessing, please. So let's hold our hands out to receive from God so that we are blessed to go out into the week. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Okay, and as we traditionally do at the end of our intergenerational service, Phil, it's time to have a dance. So get out of the pews, because we've got a Latino dance to dance to today. So we want to see plenty of arms waving around, spinning around, as we sing Living What Jesus Spoke Of, and you'll know the tune, okay?
He's been the crucifixion. That cat's been through it all. Christ's real in religion. God's words gonna sing your song. He's in the new creation. Proved it when he came alive. He's God. Are you a Christian? Forget those pagan lies. Make you take your cross up and go stand against the grain. Make you leave your crazy life, but I'll take away your shame. If you're truly born again, come on, let Christ in right now. Living what Jesus spoke of. Don't pull a set foot around. Living what Jesus spoke of. You'll live forever, then when your sins are all disposed of, He will bow you out. Living what Jesus spoke of. Jesus spoke out. Wake up, you know you're sinning. Ask for release to hell. He took your part and he took your punishment. He wants to save me and you as well. Your new nature's gone to make your old one friends complain. Once you have a faith that works, you'll never be the same. Cause I think you're gonna change. Come on, let Christ in right now. Living what Jesus spoke of. Don't pull a set foot around. Living what Jesus spoke of. You'll live forever then. Your sins are all disposed of. He will bail you out.
I can see we'll have to have some Latino dance lessons.
A cup of coffee. So coffee and tea at the back. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen.